Blog Talk Radio.
Socks.
This is an unlawful gathering.
The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media. This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger? Ranger fans, remember what's the critical thinking hanger?
Now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers. And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey. 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 This is New York Rangers.
Good evening and welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Insomniacs Edition. Up all night with Rhonda. Was it Rhonda Shears?
Yeah, Rhonda Shear, I think.
Rhonda Shear. Eddie and Jim with you. Good evening, Eddie. How are you?
Oh, doing well. Doing very well, considering the circumstances.
Yeah, we should have renamed this. We should have went back to Ranger Crisis.
Well, you know, I mean, that's kind of a given. There's going to be a crisis, you know.
Should have pulled that one out of mothballs.
Yeah. No, we are, I don't know. I'm in the midst. I'm not feeling good about the team. Not feeling good. I want to feel good. Maybe I shouldn't feel as bad as I should because, you know, we're right in the thick of it. Last night, we were in the playoffs.
Right.
Although, for some reason, they only showed the top seven teams. It kind of teased us, like, who's underneath there? Please put the next graphic. And then there was, oh, eighth. Okay, we're in eighth. All right. So.
Yeah, I remember that. I'm sorry, I'm laughing at the chat room. Emily put, press one if you want to fire torts, press two if you think Boyle sucks. And all these twos started flowing. Brian Boyle, what a night. What a night.
Wow.
He had 59 minutes of ice time last night. He was being Vorpal shifted. He was the center for all four lines. It was like when you play a video game and you go in the settings and you change the settings so there's no fatigue, there's no fatigue, as Bugs Bunny used to say. And he's out there every 2 minutes. He's skating with Rhett Nash. He's skating with Gabrick. He's skating with JT Miller. He's skating with everybody. He's skating with everybody. He had one. It's like he has one good shift, and Torts has got to use him. I guess Torts figures he's got to get while the getting's good before this nincompoop poop falls down again, which he did like four times yesterday.
Ah, yeah, the guy is.
Glass Joe.
It's like on a slip and slide, and he's on the ice. He's slipping all over the place. I mean, Now, when you said this is little thing about him. Are you being sarcastic? I tend
to. It seemed like he was on the ice every other shift.
Oh, I thought you were kind of doing a play on how well he was playing. Well, you didn't really go into that. Well, Sam and Jolt and Joe thought he was playing great.
Oh, Joe. Tremendous Joe with that ham moving back and forth, slapping Joe in the head as he's talking.
Going to the ham thing, I think that's a funny thing. I cracked up looking at that side profile of Rosen again last night, thinking of that Dak ham.
Oh, we talked about it the other night. Sorry.
Eddie? Did we lose Eddie?
No, I'm here. Sorry. Where was I? Oh, well, we were talking about the other night how Sam, he's got this, he's wearing shirts that are too tight, and they're cutting them off at the neck, and he's got this giant waddle hanging down under his chin, and it's like, well, I said Dackham, and you said Krakus, which was much better.
Wow.
Like, I mean, it was just this big boiled ham we used to call it. That's what it looked like. Now it's cooked ham, but he used to call it burled ham. Well, give me a pound of burled ham down the deli. I mean, and he turns his head to talk to stupid, and the ham doesn't move with his head. It's very odd.
Yeah, it is.
It's like those car. What is that? Is it the CarMax commercial where the people are talking to the car salesman, and then like a little head pops out of them and starts singing while they're talking about the car? Do you know the commercial I'm talking about?
Yeah,
that's what I'm waiting for, the little Sam Rosen to pop out of the crack his ham and start giving me analysis on the great Travis Harmonic and how great the Islanders are.
Oh, Franz Nielsen's a really good two-way player.
I mean, it was just, you know, I am just amazed, absolutely amazed that the Islanders had Gillies on the ice last night, and Bossy, and Nystrom, and Trottier, and Kenny Morrow was out there, and Billy Smith, and the Rangers somehow managed to equal them, and at least played with them until the shootout. I mean, that Islander team, Joe, they're good, aren't they, Sam? Oh, they don't quit. Look how much weight Capuano's lost.
He's done it. He's done it. They've lost their last five, but they're such a great team. You know, and there is, I think I at least have to count to this. There is a correlation between the Rangers losing and us bashing Sam and Joe.
Oh, absolutely.
We get aggravated with everything. You know, it just, and we bag on them anyway, but it just gets more intensified when, to use a Jesse Jackson word, it gets more intensified. When we're losing, or we wind up losing, you know, we lose the game and going, you know, things are frustrating. So,
that's absolutely true.
Yeah, so certainly, that's why I know you guys will never embrace this, and maybe it's just I'm going to be in the forefront of this. I can't take. Now, I know you guys hate Howie Rose and Butch snoring and Butch boring, but they will talk more about the Rangers than their own Ranger announcers will. So when I've had enough, I switch the channel, and, you know, yes, yeah, so they get a little – Sam gets just as excited when the Islanders score than when the Rangers score. He's got to be so unbiased all the time. He can't be a homer. I find it very ironic that these guys are deathly afraid to say anything bad about the Rangers, which they did tread – they did tread close to those dangerous Jim Dolan waters when they called the power play powerless last night, which was, I couldn't believe it. I thought somebody was going to get fired. But the thing is, they don't praise this team enough. I got to hear about the other team, the guys, all night. So I've complained about this ad nauseum. You know how I feel about it. So I have no problem. You can tell me Howie Rose stinks. Yeah, you know, he's got a face for radio.
He's a traitor.
He's a traitor. But again, I'm going to hear more about the Rangers and where the, how good they're. Then I'm going to hear from. I got to just hear it's an island of broadcast as far as I'm concerned with our guys. And if I got to see that fucking commercial with them selling those prints from that asshole who basically just took a picture and started smattering paint all over it and selling it for the Garden of Nightmares. I mean, give it a break. How many prints do they have? They've been advertising that thing for a month. let me take a picture of Clyde Frazier and throw some paint. Oh, a wonderful artist, Joe. He's been doing the Garden. Hey, that sucks.
James Gandolfini. You see, yeah. and Tony Sirico in that cover, Paulie Walnuts?
I like the show, but what do they have to do with hockey? they're still on. You still can get the prints. Yeah, you'll still be able to get the prints 10 years from now. Nobody wants
it. It's all gone bad.
Wonderful photographer of the Garden for years. Shut up. Yeah, I know, Costa. You've said this for years. I swear, Costa, you're like a robot. You said the same 10 things. I'm mad at Costa even now. No, that's a whole thing.
Infighting.
Well, yeah, there's another. You know why that? I'm a little mad at Costa. But anyway, I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen, if I've gotten a little bit too vulgar for the late night hour. Too vociferous for the late night hour.
No, that's what it's all about. You got to work blue.
Yeah. See, but
you know, the thing is, you say we pick on the broadcast when they lose. Well, yeah, we do. But because you know what, I feel like I'm having my nose rubbed in it.
Yeah.
When you watch their broadcast, and the Rangers are losing, and they show the standings like you were talking about. And Micheletti says, oh, you know what, Sam? I don't think those standings are going to change much by the end of the season. So basically what he's telling you is the Rangers aren't any fucking good. Here's Joe Micheletti, the Rangers, and I don't think they're going to change much. Thanks a lot, Joe. I've always said I felt like he never liked the Rangers. I've always said that. I don't think they're going to change much. Get your devil's pom-poms out there, Chico Micheletti.
Yeah. If you take Chico for comedy's sake, which I know a lot of people can't, but to me, I just think of a Homer Kermit the Frog, basically thinking everything the devils do is great, and I just laugh. And the other guy can't. You know what I don't like about their broadcast, though? They're a little too familiar with their guys. You know, Covey on that play.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
they're calling them like they know them. They're like they're in the locker room with
right.
them. Call them by their full names. Right. All right.
Here comes Big Ball Salvador down the ice.
Yeah, Salvi made a nice play there, but Marty came out. You know, it's like can you imagine Rosen calling Gabbert Gabby or Pyatt Pisey? I mean, it's fucking ludicrous over there. You're the one. I mean, we really convened because you called me today and it was great. I got a whole show for free today this afternoon.
Well,
I said, we got to do a show tonight.
Give all these shows away for free. All right. Well, before we start talking about Chris Kreider and John Tortorella, which was what I was worked up about, you know, let me say something to the fans that were at that game last night. When they fell behind 3-2, and you were getting on Marty, once again you've proven that you don't know dick about hockey. And then 10 minutes later when he makes a nice save, you're chanting his name. You're all phonies. Bunch of phony balonies.
Oh, we gave up a goal. Oh, we want Henrik. Put Henrik back in. We're losing.
I just looked at temperamental. They're not loyal. What they should have done is started Jan Henrik after the shootout. You might as well put a garbage can in there because that was some of the worst shootout goaltending I've ever seen.
Yeah,
he just stood there.
Yeah, I mean, how many times are we going to go back to it? You could have slid between Marty's legs with me on your back.
Jim, I'm serious.
That five hole, it's what we call it there.
Who gets beat five hole standing straight up?
What
does that happen?
What did we call it there? The 5-6-7 hole or something?
Yeah. It was back. It was like the Lincoln. He was standing upright. I haven't seen that bad of goaltending since John Davidson. I really haven't. I'm not even kidding. I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Like rolling a BB through a paper towel tube.
Did he not hear the whistle being blown that it started?
Maybe.
I mean, I know it's the great Hans and Franz Nielsen, you know, but still, give me something, fall down. I know for sure that if we would have had dedicated listener and, well, I don't know if he listens, but dedicated Facebook poster Stephen Schaefer in net, we would have won that shootout. I know that guy can play goal.
Maybe you're right. Maybe Marty didn't know they blew the whistle. The referee blew the whistle, and Marty was like,
everybody's like, what? Yep.
How dare you play that name?
Oh, yeah.
They did to me. What they did to me.
Oh, there's going to be a lot more clips from that. There's going to be a lot more clips from that shit show coming.
Should know what they did to me, folks. We'll get into that.
Maybe not tonight.
But we'll get into what he did to me. How you treat me like that? All right.
Remember what I told you in the group the other day? Nobody puts Eddie in a corner.
That's right. And I can actually fit on an entire corner of a block. Nobody puts me on the corner.
That's right.
I got to tell you, I love the mammoth turnout here. We got diehard people. I love you. All right.
So let's get down to, let me put on my Eddie here. Let's get down to it. Let's get down to brass tacks. Chris Kreider sent to the Connecticut Whale today. Was that far enough for Tortorella, or did he send him to the ECHL? Did he send him to the KHL, or the Swiss League, or the Korean League, or that Eskimo League that Theo Fleury was playing in?
He was not sent down to Greenville Road Warriors yet. But he was down. He had Glenn Sather announced it. When I saw that on the little crawl on the ESPN2, I was like, is he really announcing this? I mean, basically, it's a press release.
Right.
You know, that he sat down. Jim, I'm going to let you run with this. And I'm going to say that even though this is going.
Well, first of all, I'm trying to understand why, if Chris Kreider was going to be sent down, why even bench him for last night's game? I mean, it was almost like, all right, go sit in the press box, watch the game. Nah, this is what you're not going to be doing anymore because you're going to Connecticut. Why not send the kid to Connecticut 3 days ago? That's one of the first things I don't understand.
Great point.
Second of all, I am now officially seriously concerned about the development of Chris Kreider. Officially concerned.
So am I.
And you guys might tell me I'm crazy, that I'm jumping the gun, that I'm panicking, but I do not think he is ever going to get a fair chance to succeed with John Tortorella. I do not think he is going to get the opportunity.
I told you the only way it'll happen.
Yes, 12 guys get hurt.
12 guys got to get hurt, and he has to play.
And I'm telling you right now, fans of this show, thousands of you listening around the world, those of you just getting up in England, good morning, top of the morning. No, that's Ireland. Guten Tag to our friends in Germany. I'm telling you right now, if the Rangers need a forward and they call up Chris Newberry and leave Chris Kreider in AHL, you're going to be able to tune into this program and just hear me primal screaming for an hour and a half. That's all it's going to be.
Well, the Newberry's got a little bit of cowboy in him.
Oh, yeah. Like Marty McFly in Back to the Future 3 when he sends him in the pink shirt. In the DeLorean, Chris Newberry. I am seriously concerned about the development of Chris Kreider. I mean, and I'm going to be honest with you. You know, I know people getting on torts from game one because they lost a game. And I've been saying all along, calm down. And I said to last week, you know, he didn't forget how to coach. But now I'm wondering, I'm starting to think that because of the shortened season, because he didn't have his training camp, he doesn't know what to do. He's at a loss. I really think he's just throwing stuff up against the wall at this point because he didn't get his 3 weeks of training camp. He didn't get his teaching. He didn't get to put his little professor's hat on and get everybody in the video room and here's what we're going to do, break down the video. He didn't get his Mein Kampf. Sorry if I've offended anyone with the use of that term, but his concentration camp that he runs for 3 weeks where he beats the shit out of these guys and wears them down to little nubs and builds them back up again. Without his training camp, I'm telling you, there's something. Something's wrong. He's lost the team.
I just want to say, without his baton death march, he's completely clueless at this point. Go ahead. I don't want to interrupt you more. I have my thing about it.
They don't. I don't know. They came out last night. I'm not. Last night they came out and played 10 minutes of brilliant hockey and went to sleep. They got up 2-0 and they thought the Islanders were going to cave. But guess what? They didn't. Not with Clark Gillies and Brian Trottier and Bobby Nystrom on the ice.
And Nabby in net.
And oh, if you're Nabby and you know it, clap your hands.
Unbelievable. Yes.
So that's last night. That fell behind 2-0. Went to sleep. This power play continues to just be a nightmare, and it will be the death of them, as it was, in my opinion, last year in the playoffs. As it was, the year before that they got.
Every year it's
3 years ago in the playoffs. This power play is killing them. It's killing them, and it's killing me. More importantly, it's killing me. Little by little, piece by piece, they eat my heart out. And I know they got a power play goal last night, but that couldn't have been any more of an accident if there was a broken rubber wrapped around it.
You are killing me.
Thank you, Paulie. This power play, I mean, yeah, they moved the puck a little bit. Oh, they moved the puck well, didn't they, Sam? Yeah, all right. So now we're looking for moral victories on the power play. That's what we're reduced to.
They're 5 for 50 or something like that.
Yeah, 5.
You keep doing this to me. Stop. Stop doing this to me. Stop. Hello.
You can't. I know Boston did it when they won the cup. Their power play was terrible.
The Rangers are not winning this. They're not winning anything.
This is not a recipe for success. That's not a blueprint on how to win the Stanley Cup in the NHL. I don't care how many games in the season there are. It's not a blueprint. You cannot be 5 for 50, and that is how we will now refer to it. It should say that on NHL.com, 5 for 50. On the power play and expect this to succeed. Excuse me. What would their record be if their power if they were 12 for 50?
Yeah, I mean, I am.
It's ridiculous.
I'm worried.
I know how Mike Sullivan still has a job, but why? How nobody is holding this man or his boss, his direct supervisor, accountable for this is beyond me. I mean, this is just, it's beyond, there is not one person that listens to this show. I don't care if it's Emily. I don't care if it's, I might even say Cutter. I don't care if it's Rocco Sansone down in the basement in Brooklyn with the dead bodies. I don't care if it's Costa. I don't care if it's Jeff Cooper over in England. I don't care if it's Karen Reuterberg over in Sweden. There's not one person that listens to this show that couldn't draw up a better power play than they're putting on the ice at 5 for 50.
But I'm not crazy.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, it's a disgrace. And you know why it's a disgrace? Because, you know, 2 seasons ago we were talking about they need a Brad Richards type.
Oh, yeah. Wait till Brad Richards gets here.
Wait till Brad Richards gets here. And then we were talking about, oh, well, you know, they need to power forward, really get in front and get Rick Nash. Oh, we signed MDZ. Michael Delzato. Thank God. We need a power play quarterback back there. Toss doesn't play him. He's been benched. What is going through his brain? If Michael Delzato has one redeeming climb, I don't think he's a bad guy. Some people hate him. Some people love him. I'm in the middle. I'm like Malcolm in the middle with this guy. But if one thing that he does well, and the stats bear it out, is that he can score and create scoring. And Fonzie here is benching him. And for God's sakes, I know that he scored last night, but if I got to see Dan Girardi on our motherfucking power play again, I swear to God I'm going to take the cable that comes into my house, wrap it around my neck, and choke myself out.
He's gonna Michael Hutchins himself.
I mean, it's an absolute joke. I mean, listen, I think that, first of all, I was asked on some other forum to give my, well, I don't know if I was actually asked, but I gave it anyway. To approve or disapprove of Tortorella's job so far. And if I may just take 2 minutes of our time, is it our time, Mr. Hand? Isn't it our time? I'd like to tell you what I'll back it up with something that things that I like about Tortorella. Okay? This is my thing. On ice, the line changes. F. 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 The power play, you can't go lower than F. So, G. The line combinations. I know this is a thing. Yeah. That's getting a D, maybe a C. I mean, how Gaborik with Richards when they have zero chemistry? I know Richards assisted on the Gaborik goal last night, but Richards took two shots that were saved, and Gaborik got the rebound and put it at home. That wasn't really an assist. The palm belongs with Gabby. And this, I wrote this a couple days ago. I says his favorites when slumping, no benchings. Richards, nada. Stepan, nada. Well, I think Stepan's been playing a little bit better, although he can't handle a face-off. I don't know why he's at center.
I think he's played pretty well.
I don't know if you mean sarcastic. He's played.
No, I think you'll know when I'm being sarcastic. I think he's played pretty well the last couple of games.
Yeah. He's looked good on that line. That line's looked good. The guy has like six guys on the team that he trusts. So, you know, and no other team. No other. He's trying to reinvent the wheel half the time. No other team plays their six defensemen 2 minutes a night in the entire league. Stu Bickle on the wing. F. You get an F for even doing that, thinking that. That synapse actually activated in your brain. Off the ice, I'm sick of hearing about we need more jam, stiffness, cowboy from Player X. How about we see, you like to hear him say, you know, X players should rush the puck more, free will. You never get that. Not bringing in a power play coach to me is a neglection of duty.
Can I jump in here real quick on the power play? One more thing. That, you know, I kind of forgot about this. They said it last night on the broadcast. It was in the papers, I guess, yesterday or the day before. Tortorella said something to the effect of, the players know what they got to do, and we're just going to let them do it now on the power play? So we're not even going to bother coaching the power play anymore? Did I hear that? Did you hear that? That now he said he's just letting the players figure it out for themselves? Oh, okay.
All right.
That seems okay.
Love how he goes from being like, you know, the great teacher.
Right.
Now, do whatever you want. We can't figure it out.
From Napoleon to George W.
Yeah. Well, I don't get politics. I mean, but yeah, I know what you're saying. From Napoleon to, you know. I mean, he's a dumbass when it comes to that. So, yes. So, where I was? I was in a bit of a rant that it was I'm sorry.
Power play.
The following players should never, and when I mean never, I mean never. Dan Girardi, when you have Ryan McDonagh, you have Michael Delzato, you have either Stahl or Strawman. This is not even going with forwards on the point. Those guys are more than capable of handling the puck 10 times more than Dan Girardi. Okay? So, that's number one. Taylor Pyatt, Taylor Swift, you don't belong on the power play. You're a grinder. You're a good third liner. You haven't scored in 5 games. I don't want to see you in the freaking power play anymore. Sorry. Sorry, we got enough talent. You could say, oh, Pyatt, what a great addition. Yeah. Keep him on the third and fourth line, not on the power play. Nobody in the entire NHL plays the way Torts wants the Rangers to. In their own zone, blocking shots all night and having Hank bail you out. That whole sticks and lanes bullshit. It's exhausting to watch. It's probably even more exhausting to play. Spending an entire shift in your zone is not a counter or an opportunity to create chances off defense. It's high probability opportunity to get scored on, especially when your Vezina Trophy goalie is still working on his game in the shortened season. In the Tampa game, which they dominated, especially after the early track meet, Torts said in his postgame that he wished they would have blocked more shots, but couldn't because the Rangers spent too much time in the Lightning's end. Isn't that the fucking point? I mean, this is madness. I mean, this is madness to watch and to hear. And this guy is just so maddening when they lose.
I wish we could have blocked more shots, but we were too busy winning.
This when Galen went. And then when, I mean, I have no feelings for Pierre Maguire, but did he really deserve that that stupid answer that Torts gave him today? I mean, why did you send down Chris? Can you tell us why you sent down Chris Kreider? No. What a douchebag.
Coach, one question. Are you a douchebag?
No.
I bet you his fucking dogs hate him.
Fucking bastard.
Good things are
team response to him. He's never lost control of the locker room. He sticks up for his players.
I would agree. Sure.
He's buying into his system. He's turned waiver-wire defensemen into cap-friendly, serviceable players. Anton Strålman, Steve Eminger. He and his staff have done an awesome job developing and working with the defenseman. He's a passionate coach on the ice. He cares. That's where it ends for me. Jim. Because it's infuriating. What he's doing to Kreider is a fucking head game, and it's ridiculous.
Now, I've been watching Kreider, and yes, the guy has been a little bit lacking on the back check. He doesn't seem like he wants to be all involved with the defensive end.
And that's why he got sent down. JT Miller's playing the game. JT Miller might be in his nature to check guys. JT Miller threw a nice body check last night's game. That's what Tortorella wants to see. But some guys are just thoroughbreds. Like I said last night, they benched a thoroughbred to put in a gelding and boil.
Right.
And
0-1 since Brian Boyle's back. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow. This just in, Dale Weiss want to fight.
Wait. I wish you'd have cued me on that.
I'll say it again.
Wait. I ain't ready yet. Got to find it. Go ahead. All right. What was that? I'm sorry. What did you say?
From our reporter reporter Kevin Stewart. Number 32 in your program, and number one in your
Dale
heart.
Weissy.
Just
won
a fight.
Dale Weissy.
Dale Weiss just won a fight. Who canceled the show lately when he was part of the Wolf Pack. And Emily said she think Kreider will be fine. What in the world would make you think that this guy's going to be fine? He's going down to freaking Connecticut. That place is. Ken Janander is going to turn him around? Like, such wonders with all our youth throughout the years. Give it a break. I'm worried about Kreider. Because under John Tortorella, he's never going to play. He will not play unless he turns into what Tortorella made Derek Stepan. I really believe Derek Stepan is a better offensive player than he is, but it's defense first here. It's defense all the time. It's like what is it, news on the eights? It's defense on the eights. News, whatever. It's defense. Play in your own end. I'm sick of it. We got the horses now. Seriously, guys. I mean, you guys watch other hockey. Does any team want to play like this in their own zone the whole game? You saw what happened. Listen, if you don't have Henrik Lundqvist in net, you don't go anywhere with that kind of playing. And the line, and here's another thing. I got a new thing on. I'm always constantly trying to come up with new reasons why the power play sucks. And I think it might be a chemistry issue. Now, stay with me. Not that long, but it might be a little convoluted since I'm a little bit hyped right now. You've got Tortorella's main thing is that when a guy is hot in an individual game, he'll play him to death. Doesn't matter. You can be hot for a week, but you can be playing well for a week. But unless you're really hot in the game, that's when you get promoted. For instance, Aaron Asham is playing a really good game. Well, he'll see some third line time. Piety is another guy. He could be like a third line. If he's playing really well, he's on the first line. So he's constantly line changing within the game. The lines never stay together. He's always itching. So I feel like on the power play, when there's supposed to be some kind of chemistry, there isn't, because there's no set lines during the regular 5-on-5 play. And for Christ's sake, when you go into overtime and it's a 4-on-4, why do we play like we're killing the penalty because we got four guys out there? All the time. It's like, we got four guys. We better stick in our zone because we don't know what to do with four. We got to stay. Block shot. Bail us out. Hey, Dunderheads, they have four too. And probably four less skilled guys. How about we attack and not stay in our own zone? Oh, I'm just sick of him going with the hot hand. I really am. I'm telling you, folks, this team better get its act together, because defensively, there's too many breakdowns, even with the defensemen. There's too many. They get out to these leads, and then they don't organize. Don't look like a cohesive unit. And I know I don't want to go into a whole hysteria that they're bad. I don't think they're a bad team, but I don't see anything coming together yet. And you could say, Eddie, don't worry. But I foresee if they don't get this shit together, because basically they're winning with, like, Hadlin is playing excellent. Can't say enough good things about the kid. First 5-6 games, got a little frustrated. Patience. Turns out he's playing well. Rick Nash, I love the guy. The guy comes to play every night. I mean, certainly. They have the defensive makeup in Henrik Lundqvist to stay in the games. I know you people aren't going to hear this. I think Dan Girardi hasn't been that good. I don't think the Girardi stall pairing is all that good. They've made a lot of mistakes. They're good enough to make up for their mistakes, but last year I saw more of a cohesive unit back there. I haven't seen that defensively. They've had a lot of breakdowns in front of the net and what have you. It's led to a lot of goals. So I'm worried because, and Richards, I don't know what his deal is. Has he still got the flu? Is he out of shape? I mean, he looks like he's got no legs out there. He gave away the puck so many times. Well, I had like one of those ball strike counters the umpires have. I was carrying him to give the puck away. It's just useless.
He found himself in the doghouse for a while last night.
I mean, I took a lot of heat for saying that the guy was slumping. And nobody, you can't. Mario Mercado, you can't bench a vet. You can't bench. I don't care who. The guy stinks. I call him out on it. I still root for the guy. Guess what? He even found himself in torture shots in Bow Wow.
Yep.
I mean, very frustrating. They got to get their act. I hope they get their act together. Because I just don't think Tortorella knows how to coach offense. I watch a lot of hockey, Jim. I watch other teams, and I'm not talking just you know. I look at the successful teams in the league. Nobody's playing like this. I think the Blackhawks are playing like this. No.
We need a Tampa Bay Lightning expert to come on here and, you know, somebody that really knows the team inside out. You know, like the Mandar of the Tampa Bay Lightning, and tell us what things were like under Napoleon's regime.
Because
I don't remember them being like this. And yeah, I know they had. I mean, they had some skill. You know, they had Richards and they had St. Louis and Le Cavalier. But still, I mean, we got skilled guys too.
What would happen if Patrick Kane were drafted by the Rangers?
Oh, he'd be a fourth line. He couldn't. What's that word? Usurp. He couldn't usurp Stu Bickel's ice time.
Exactly.
Like they were talking today in the chat, in the group, in the Facebook group. There are a couple of guys on the Islanders I wouldn't mind having. Like, I think Molson was a guy's name. I said he wouldn't be able to get any ice time away from Stu Bickel. He wouldn't play. He'd be a fourth liner. Everybody's a fourth liner in Tort's eyes, except for Brian Boyle. 59 minutes, 30 seconds of ice time last night. I looked it up.
Wow, that's all. That's
he was the first, second, and third shooter in the shootout.
William Toth just said something. The Torts to run a system, he needs six Callahans. That's right.
Yeah.
I'd love to have six Callahans, but there's only one. And that brings me back to the Bruin game where everybody's saying, the Rangers really don't have toughness. You know, they really got to take care of Lucic. There's nobody to take care of Lucic. The only way you take care of Lucic is put another Lucic out there.
Lucic.
I mean, give it a break. Oh, if we had John, that's a Paulie D saying. Oh, Paulie D. Oh, the Rangers, if they had John Scott. Oh, wait, his voice is too deep. If they had John Scott, and if they had Donald Brashear, what are you talking about, John Scott? Are you Mickle?
If they had John Scott, Cots, they'd be a lot better off. I'm telling you. That show. I'm surprised Paulie said anything. Usually the only thing he says is, right.
I can't take it when people talking about that. They don't know anything. It's like that Steve Carolla we had to finally banish. Show some love for the Rangers. Stop bashing them at every turn. Anyway, we digress. Does anyone else? I'm laughing at Boiler's Glass Joe and Ash.
Yes,
Piston Hurricane.
Piston Hurricane.
Anyway.
You want to talk to, you want to go to the phones?
Yeah.
All right. Justin, what's going on?
Hey, fellas. How you doing?
Stop.
How are you? Oh, all right. So I'm gonna put my fucking my rose-colored glasses on tonight.
You?
You?
You're like, I didn't think you had a pair.
I'll preface this by saying.
You're Mr. Like, they lose the opening face-off, and you're like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. We're screwed. Oh, fuck.
You know me too well.
I love watching games with Justin. He's like, oh, fuck. Oh, shit. Justin, they just dropped the puck. It's an national anthem, Justin. Shut up.
All
right, put your rose-colored glasses on.
I'm going to preface this by saying, if you guys... You guys already know how big of a proponent I am for Chris Kreider. So, with that being said, this is fucking stupid.
The glasses?
No, I mean, this is fucking stupid. I don't understand for the fucking life of me why in the world you would... the logic just defies me. Now, keep in mind, I love Torts. I think he's a great coach, but
how Go ahead.
Come the fuck on. We have four lines that are rolling great. We're on a three-game winning streak, even though we blew a two-goal lead against the Bruins. We dominated that game for 50 minutes. You fucking insert Boyle back as the third-line center and scratch Kreider, and then you send him down. I don't get it. It doesn't. 1 + 1 does not equal 2 for me here. I don't understand.
Does not compute.
Does it? You know what it is? It's almost like he's getting the same hard-on he had for Kreider that he had for Dubinsky. Or he's getting the same hard-on for Kreider that he had for Dubinsky.
Great. What were you going to say?
Nothing. I was waiting on you.
Oh, it just doesn't make sense. How does this thing go? If it ain't broke, you don't fucking need to fix it. If it's not broke, don't fix it. It wasn't broke. We're playing great. I don't have to watch Boyle try and lumber all over the ice like he's fucking trying to figure skate. I don't understand. Callahan's playing great on that line. Miller's playing great. We're winning. Why? That's the only question I can ask. Why? 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 I don't know.
He's a mad scientist.
You know, he's got to be the professor. He's got to be teaching instead of just coaching. Letting the guys go out there. Everything is. He's captain video. He's breaking down the video. He's seeing that Kreider is not hitting. He's not defensively responsible as much as he would like. And he refuses to let a thoroughbred just run.
Yeah. I know in the Boston game, Kreider set Gabrick up from, I think it was in the first period. He made a little nice backhand saucer right in front of the net to Gabby, who buries that 99 out of 100 times. But it hit off the pad. The goalie made a pad save. And then he had another pass to Gilroy later in the game that set him up for a scoring chance. I mean, so it's not like the guy was playing bad. I understand maybe his back check wasn't what you wanted it to be, but, you know, you have to send the guy to the fucking whale so he can work on his fucking back check? Or you got to be fucking kidding me.
Especially when you're trying to develop a guy who, I mean, this guy was the bee's knees in college hockey last year. And, you know, the guy is one of the premier college players. And, you know, I know it's a big step up to the NHL. I know that. You can't give this guy third-line playing time. I mean, come on. I mean it's ridiculous that this guy can't develop with 10 minutes of ice time a night. Give it a break.
Yeah, and we should play Boyle instead because that's going to work out much better.
59 minutes and 30 seconds of ice time last night.
That was 59 minutes and 30 seconds too much. Seriously, like,
he
listen,
did,
I'm not. I
he
like
didn't play
Boyle.
Badly last night. I mean, it was one of the better games he's played this year, but he was on the ice every other shift. He's
Is
out
it because
there, I mean,
he didn't fall down? I mean.
No, he fell down.
Okay. I mean, he's a great fourth liner.
Not to breathe.
He's a great fourth liner. It's as simple as that. He's not a quality third-line center. I mean, he has no puck-handling ability. His vision is as good as Tiger Woods when he's trying to make a fucking putt, and he puts his hands next to his head, and he fucking makes the tunnel vision right to the hole. Like, that's what he sees when he's on the ice. Forget about having teammates. The only thing he can do is cycle and throw weak backhands at the net. I don't understand it. I mean, I don't know.
He has one of the worst shots I've ever seen. I've said this before. His shots look like passes. They are the speed of some people's passes. I mean, it's bad. I don't believe anything he says. I don't believe anything. Nothing that comes out of that guy's mouth anymore.
So, yeah, it doesn't make any sense. None of it makes any sense. But what are we gonna do? I mean, you know, there's nothing we can do.
Bottom line is just we got the point. We got a point out of the game. Let's keep it in perspective. It was frustrating. It's always extra frustrating we lose to the Flyers, Devils, or Islanders. That's what it is. Plus, when you blow leads, when that game looked like it was going to be a laugher, and then it got flipped around on us real quick, and we can't handle that shit. That's how crazy we are. We can't handle it. So, but then when the news came out, you know, with Kreider getting sent down today, that's when everybody lost their shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Including Jim.
I was pissed about the loss, but I was maintaining. You know, I was all right. You know, stood up, threw the remote across the room last night when they lost the shootout, and went to bed. You know, went and took my pills, and off I went. But when I saw that today, Kreider and for what? I don't get it. I don't get it.
Yeah.
I don't get it. Between his attitude with the players and his stubbornness, his failure to adapt, his failure to fix a fucking 5-on-4 power play that is 5-for-50, my patience is wearing thin with him.
Well, wait, don't forget the 5-on-3. You can't neglect the fact that he's stuck on that, too.
Please. Huh? They can't.
I don't know.
It would be 5-on-1 they wouldn't score on the power.
And seriously.
Go ahead. I just want to say.
Go ahead.
You're the guest. You go ahead.
No, because I was going to change the topic, so go ahead.
Well, I just want to end up. I know we've belabored this point, but nobody moves on that power play. They all stay on the perimeter. Nobody is moving. Nothing. 5-on-3, they're just passing it around. I'm done.
They should just call it the Nasher play. Just pass the puck to Nash and let him fucking do something with it.
I mean, it's disgusting. All right. Now,
I can't understand what is wrong with the power. I don't even want to begin to assess what's wrong with the power play because I'm just going to end up banging my head against the wall like when I'm watching it. No, I was going to say, Iran, I thought he played a good game last night. It wasn't fantastic by any means, but, you know, our expectations are kind of ridiculous with the fact that we have, you know, the best goaltender in the NHL. But, I mean, really, dude, like, I could have drove fucking 6 trains through your 5-hole. Do you not know how to put your pads together?
The 5-6-7 hole, we call it on this
just
show.
Just fall down. Anything. Just don't stand there. I mean, it's terrible. It's one of the worst shoot-up performances I've ever seen.
How about you take that wooden paddle thing you hold on to during the game and put it between your legs?
Yeah, forget about the stick. You might as well just throw it away. He has no use for it.
You know, I've been on, you know... While my partner has been very, very reluctant to accept Marty Biron as Ranger, I've been easier on him. But he's terrible in shootouts. Oh, I mean, we went through this last year with him. Absolutely terrible.
Would you guys have felt better if they would have just put in a cold Hank for the shootout?
It was never going to happen. You can't do
I'm
that.
I'm just saying.
I would have felt better
I'm just throwing
it
out
cold
there.
Hank Hill.
I certainly would have done it, but they're not going to do that in a professional league. They're not going to say, "Oh, Marty, by the way, you suck so bad. Here's Henrik." You know,
why not? It's like, what's the difference between that and taking out your starting pitcher in the ninth inning with one out and two men on?
I like your thinking, but I just don't think it's going to happen with Torts.
Just when I think you've said the stupidest thing ever, you keep talking.
He changes his lines enough. Why not change the goalies? You know, fuck it, right?
Yeah. From now on, the goalies take shifts too.
Certainly after that.
Then we'll get a penalty. We'll be the first team to get a penalty for too many goalies on the ice.
Yeah.
Put Kreider penalized for 9 guys on the ice. 2 of them were goalies.
Oh, you mean like the other day when Sam called the, who was it? Which goaltender was it from which team? He called him a defenseman from Tampa Bay?
Lindblom. And they almost took a too many men on the ice last night in, I think it was in overtime. It was in overtime. They almost had, I think, I was listening to the radio at that point. I had to listen to the actual 5 minutes of overtime I listened to on the radio, and then I saw the shootout. I had to run out for a few minutes. But Maloney starts yelling, oh, no, oh, my God, no. He's like, Kenny, they had seven guys on the ice.
Unbelievable. How can...
It's, you know, I mean, let's be honest. It is not easy to count to five.
No, but Tortorella is supposed to be such a hard-ass.
Words at the same time. I think you're asking a lot.
Well, Tortorella is such a hard-ass, and he runs such a tight ship, but they can't get the fucking shifts down. I mean, how hard is it to jump over a fucking bench? I play hockey on Friday nights. It's roller skates, but guess what? I can fucking make a shift change without being too many men on the ice. And not too difficult.
Back to power play?
I could probably fix the power play.
Well, first thing you do is hire a power play coach. But this nincompoop won't. Like Tracy Raymaker is saying in
Mike Sullivan, right?
Well, I mean, they need a separate guy. I don't know what Mike Sullivan does, but if he's in charge of the bench and the lines, guess what? You stink. If you're in charge of the power play, you stink.
Wait, so
what the hell else is
he's
he doing
in charge
out there?
Everything that we're bad at.
That's
what it is.
He talks to Gian Drone in between periods. That's about his only other job.
Black eyes, Gian Drone. I mean, he's healing like a 13-year-old girl there. I mean, come on. How long does this guy take for this guy to heal?
Not only that, but how many times are they going to show him on TV during the game now?
Ah!
I mean, every time he talks, does he have to get his face on TV? Do we have to see that raccoon look at his head?
Oh, God, I can't stand the sight of that guy. What a boring individual.
Maybe he'll get hit in the face with another puck.
I hope so.
Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
I just can't take it anymore, Jim.
We really are mad tonight.
No, but yeah, you guys were right about Sam and Joe. I mean, Jesus Christ, you'd think they were fucking Islander fans. Shut the fuck up and stop telling me how John Tavares is Jesus Christ on fucking ice skates.
Oh, Joe, what a leader.
What a leader,
Joe.
Build your team around. Now, listen. I'm not going to sit here and pretend that John Tavares is not a really good player and is emerging. There's no doubt about it. But save that for Howie Rose and Butch Boring.
That's their job.
I don't want to have to hear it from Dak Ham and fucking...
Hey, I'm Rosen. Hey, I'm Rosen.
Let me get 90 seconds to end the show already.
I can extend it.
Extend it another half.
Well, shit, I got to hurry. Hold on. All right. You talk. You talk. I'll extend. Excuse me while I whip this out.
$1,000 watch. That's all you get.
We're going to go to the MSG 150.
Ham Rosen. I love that. Whoever made that up gets full credit. Well,
I did. I made it up.
Oh, you made it up. All right. Ham Rosen it is. Get your Photoshops on the Facebook page. I want to see
memes.
Yes.
The show is
memes or whatever they call it. I'll post a generic Sam Rosen side profile, and then your job is to Photoshop that and put a ham underneath it. The best Photoshop, I say it right now, gets a Chris Kreider rookie card from yours truly, Stan. So get your Photoshop, Ham Rosen. I love it, Jim. You're a genius.
The show has been extended. We've officially gone to overtime here on the show.
So you know,
Cutter, you can't make internet memes because you're not funny.
I apologize to the G and Drone family.
Wow. A mea culpa.
And William Toss, who thinks that I'm getting a little crazy about this. You know what? I hope he gets hit in the brain next time, William. Can't stand that guy.
Ow! Ow!
Things
Ow!
We're not happy. Things get rough. This Friday thing's got everybody crazy.
It gets ugly in here, boy, I'll tell you. Oh, man. All right.
So anyway, so that's the scoop. What is it going to take? Let me ask you guys this. Ask you guys is this. If the Rangers don't make the playoffs, does he, do we even think, is even the consideration of him getting fired even cross anybody's mind?
Well, you'd have to – this is what, his third full season?
Yeah, well, this is not a full season. That's why he'll get a break.
Well, that's true. That's
I'm
true.
Saying,
yeah, he gets another – yeah.
Don't make the playoffs. God forbid, because I want them to make the playoffs. I want them to succeed. I want them to win the Stanley Cup.
It would take a – I think it would take a Met-like collapse. I'm talking losing, you know –
Al Schellenberg.
God forbid – hey, shut up. God forbid, 15, you know, I'm talking like losing like 15 in a row, you know, the garden's empty. Well, that's, I'm telling you, you know, they'd have to finish like 15 and 30 and 3 or whatever, you know.
And the problem is, if he gets fired, who the hell are we going to get anyway?
Hey, who are we going to get? What are we going to do? What are they, promote Benny. The assistant?
Get Sully, let him have the reins, full reins. Messier.
Well, let the players coach themselves, right? Isn't that what he's letting them do on the power play? So.
Oh, no, coach. They just play themselves. I like that, Justin. Fact thinking. Messier.
Coley Campbell.
Hey, I'll tell you what. If the team fails to miss the playoffs this year, there is a serious problem. Because this team is way too fucking talented. If you would have told me 4 years ago, 5 years ago, that we'd have one of the best snipers in the game, one of the best playmakers in the game, and one of the best power forwards in the game.
And they'd still stick.
Yeah. Then I mean, there's too much talent on this team. There's way too much talent for this to go downhill. But they do need to open up a little bit more, and you're right. They play way too much turtle defense and there's not enough transition. They need to open up a little bit. It would help tremendously. But fuck it, let's put in Boyle.
I think I'll go back with your rose-colored glasses. Now that I've vented a little, I feel better. You know, the Rangers aren't in that desperate of a situation yet. Sure. But I'm just saying, right now, I'm just so pissed off and frustrated at the stubbornness of this coach. And that I think in his mind, if he sticks to his plans, the Rangers will go to the promised land. That's what he believes. He's not doing this on a personal level. I used to think he had something personal against these guys. In his mind, he thinks Chris Kreider to become a – see, he's not even thinking of him as a Ranger. He's thinking about it as a pro. To become a good pro, and he's used this a lot of times in his language, to become a good pro, you have to learn to play both sides of the hockey in this league. He needs to learn how to be a pro. He has to know that we expect certain things out of him. This is the kind of guy you're dealing with. And, listen, last year they had a lot of success with it. Probably the Rangers won a lot of those games in spite of him, and mostly because they have Henrik Lundqvist. I don't know. I can't say in spite. They got an awful lot of points last year. But the playoffs, you saw how that team was. I mean, that team was – I mean, it was dead on arrival offensively. I mean,
yeah.
they really didn't – I mean, we had to beg for a goal, plead for a goal. A power play goal? Perish the thought. And they're back in the same position with not as, you know, with different guys, and that's something that we got to also factor in. They lost a lot of guys on the third and fourth line, and they're still trying to find the mix, you know, of the right guys. So, you know, you lose Prust, Fedotenko, Anisimov, Dubinsky. Certainly, these guys were not known for their offense, but they certainly knew their role and were playing the way John Tortorella wanted them to play. And those guys, you know, for the most part, were veterans, had been around the league a while. You know, they know what the, you know, how to acclimate to a coach's, you know, wishes. Whereas it's hard. I mean, Chris Kreider is learning to keep up with the speed. First of all, he's one of the fastest guys in the league, and but you know, it's hard to keep up with the pace of the game and the back checking and this and that. But you got to learn on the job. I think a lot of times you're not going to learn it. I've seen enough Whale game to tell you you're not going to develop anything down there. That's just my opinion. That's the way I feel about it.
No, it's fair enough. I completely agree. I'm happy that some of the guys.
Do you think this is going to be a short trip for Kreider, or you think he's going to be down there for a while? What do you guys think?
I think he's gone for a while.
I fucking hope not. I don't.
All right, Justin. Well, thank you so much for calling in, my friend.
Yeah, and I just wanted to add, I think in the end we'll be okay. I mean, hey, we have taken 7 out of the last 8 points available, so, you know, it's not all doom and gloom.
It's certainly not time to panic, but it's also a time I think we need to vent our frustrations as well.
Agreed. All right, fellas. Well, y'all have a good night, and I'll catch you guys later.
Thanks, Justin. Take care. We'll talk to you soon.
You too, bud. Later.
Later. All right. We got about 20 minutes to go. If we're going to go to 10:30. 646-478-4692 is the number. Eddie, you see the message I just sent you?
No, but I'll check.
All right. What computer are you using tonight? You seem to be...
I told you, I'm actually back on the portable fan one.
Oh, okay.
And I have no idea why the connection is so much better tonight than it is on other nights. Who knows? I want to hear... I see that Frankie is on hold. I got the message. Frankie, I want to ask you before you come on. One of your players, Michael Delzato. I don't understand why Tortorella is not playing him on a power play. I mean, didn't we all worry about him getting signed? And there was a whole thing, and he needs to sign with us, and then they get him, and he's not playing on the power play. I mean, this guy is the quarterback. So I'm interested in what Frankie has to say about this.
All right, let's bring him on. The Fort Myers Flash. Frankie, what do you say there, Bottolos?
I want to also talk about Kreider, why he's having problems. But you're right. Delzato was on the power play last night, and he was at the head of the circle on the right side, open. There wasn't anybody 20 feet near him. Richards had the puck on the other side. And I don't know whether he just ignored the guy or he's blind. But Richard passed it back to the point. We don't have anybody that has a powerful shot from the point. So what does it serve? What purpose to shoot the puck back to the point other than to use up time on the penalty? And Richards and Nash, believe it or not, their numbers have been in decline for like 4 years in a row now. And, it's sad that JT Miller and Pyatt are tied for second on the Rangers with 1 point on a power play. That means that Richards, Gaborik, and Nash have like 1 point on the power play, and they take a minute and a half of each 2 minutes on the power play. That's really sad. But it is what it is. What I would do is I'd take Richards off the power play. I'd take Nash off the power play because that's a wasted a minute and a half. And I'd put Stephen Callahan and Hagelin on the power play. I mean, let that run with that for a week or so and see where that takes us. But I wanted to talk about Kreider and why he's struggling. And, you know, I'll give you a perfect example. Delzato and Miller are drafted out of the Ontario Hockey League at 17, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, they're drafted out of the Ontario Hockey League at 17. When they're in the Ontario Hockey League playing at 17, they're competing as first-year juniors against 18, 19, and 20-year-old players, correct?
That's right.
Okay. Now, when you draft Kreider out of an academy in high school, he's 17 years old, but he's playing against 17-year-olds, 16-year-olds, and 15-year-olds because they're sophomore juniors in high and seniors in high school, correct?
That's true.
So he's playing against younger players, whereas Miller and Delzato are playing against older players. Then he goes to college, has pretty much an average career in college, and his last year he's doing real well. Well, guess what? He's 20 years old, he's in college, and he's playing against sophomores and juniors predominantly who are younger than him. So when he finally comes to the pros, he plays in the AHL.
He scores five goals in the playoffs, Frankie.
Okay,
what about
so he was like Tortorello said, he did some good things in the playoff and scored some goals, but he played some ugly hockey in the playoffs too. You know, he was a minus five, I think, in the playoffs.
I mean, it don't make sense to me.
But the thing is, he's playing against older players than him in the AHL, and he's playing against older players than him in the NHL. Kreider is not used to playing against older players. He's used to playing against younger players. And when he doesn't put up those great numbers in college, even though he's playing against younger players, you begin to wonder whether he has hockey sense or he's overrated. And that was the big thing with the hockey news. They felt he was overrated, didn't have
the hockey news.
Well,
they haven't been relevant.
It was irrelevant when the hockey news said that the Rangers shouldn't draft Sanguinetti, and they drafted Sanguinetti, and then Philadelphia goes out and drafts Patrice Bergeron right after that. Yeah, or Jessamyn.
Well, hockey news to me is not relevant anymore. And I'm sorry,
okay, but
Kreider had five playoff goals. What about Delzato? Delzato came in this league with a big splash, then stunk the joint up the second year and wound himself in Hartford, in Connecticut. I don't think Kreider's got a bad chance, Frank.
I don't think Delzato stunk it up the second year. I think the second year he had a problem with communicating with Tortorello.
Oh, yeah.
And Tortorello sent him to the minors.
Night he was out partying too much. I know the whole story about him.
I don't even want to hear that. Somebody put that in that Yahoo thing on Blucher Blanton that Delzato is coming to the ice drunk. He's playing him drunk. I mean, come on. That's slander. I mean, he should sue everybody and his grandmother for saying that. You think Tortorella would put him on the ice if he was drunk?
No, I don't believe in that.
Yeah, well, it was all over the place.
I'm ready to play drunk, but not Delzato.
But I just think Kreider's not used to playing against older players. Most of his career, he's played against younger players, and that's where he's flourished, in high school and in college. And to put him against older players, he struggles. And J.T. Miller and
how's he going to learn?
They always played against older players. What?
He's going to learn in the AHL. That's what you're telling me. I think you're trying to tell me Kreider's a bust. In your own way, you're saying Kreider's a bust. You're with the hockey news.
I said that Kreider does not have the upside that you guys think. They think because he has size and speed. He has size and speed, but he's got to make it work. I don't think he can make it work. Oh,
well,
and the other thing, it's just my opinion, you know.
Okay.
You know, we'll see where this goes by the end of the season. If Kreider's with the team and he's got X number of goals, or if Kreider's still at Hartford, or if they move him, whatever they decide to do. Because he's in his second year of his entry-level contract. Next year he's in his third year, and he's not going to make any money unless he starts putting up points, you know. So, but I think you have to compete against older people to improve, and that hasn't been Kreider's way of doing things. He's always competed against younger players, not older players. Am I correct or am I not?
Well, does Chris Kreider play when he was up? Did he play power play?
When he was up here?
Yeah.
No, the power play is restricted for the first minute and a half is Nash, Richards, and Gaboris. The other guys come on board the last 30 seconds of the power play.
He never deserved that 30 seconds of power play time.
Well, I don't know. I mean, who does he take? Does he take Hagelin's place? Does he take Callahan's place? Does he take Stepan's place? Those guys play both sides of the ice.
On a power play, I don't really care about both sides of the ice. How many minutes you're a stat guy. How many minutes did Chris Kreider average this while he was with the Rangers? Anybody can give me that?
Less than 10 minutes.
I'm going to hazard to guess 5.
Less than 10 minutes.
Right. How can we expect a guy to produce with that little ice time? It's just impossible. It's impossible.
Well, you got to buy into Tortorella. Remember we went with Anisimov and Dubinsky? They took them off the power play, but I said they're team players. They'll learn how to play defense better. And guess what? Anisimov and Dubinsky had their best plus minuses ever last year. But they still got canned. I told you that Anisimov and Dubinsky were going to buy into Tortorella's system and play defense if they had to, and they were going to lose their time on the power play. They bought into the system. They played great defensively last year, and they still got rid of them. You know? So you follow your leader into combat, and then after you do the right thing, he ends up, maybe Sather made the decision rather than Tortorella, but Nash has been in decline for 4 years now. And same thing with Richards. In fact, I think after we get rid of Redden's contract this year, I think the year after that they'll probably get rid of Richards.
Did you say Nash is in decline?
He's been in decline. He had a top like 40 goals about 4 or 5 years ago, and every single year since then he's been down. I think last year he ended up with like 29.
He's playing with Columbus.
Okay.
The team's terrible. Give him a chance. Let's see how he does next season with a full season before I would say he's in decline. All right, listen, Frankie, we gotta run. We're almost done here. We're going to wrap it up. You have a good weekend. I'll talk to you next week.
You too, guys.
Take it easy.
Take care, Frankie.
Bye.
Bye-bye now.
Fucking moron.
Nash. Nash
is in decline. 12 games. Coming to fucking Columbus. And that's another thing, Columbus. How many years was Artem Anisimov on this team? Four?
Four or five, maybe. He's been around a long time.
So tonight, now that he's with Columbus, Frankie finally gets his name right?
Yeah.
After Anisimov and Artisimov and our this and our that, and Arthur Fonzarelli and everything else he fucking called him, and tonight he calls him Anisimov.
He was on all cylinders today. I don't know where he gets this. I really think he lives in a bizarre world where Rick Nash doesn't do anything. First of all, Rick Nash's best center in his years in Columbus was fucking Andrew Castles. Okay? The guy has been nothing but dominant. Yeah, he hasn't scored as much as he should have or probably would have or could have. He's certainly getting a point tonight. What's his stats?
He's close to a point tonight. He's got he had another point last night, so what does that give him? 12 points in 14 games, I think?
He's in his decline.
Yeah, he's terrible. He sucks.
Anisimov.
Thank you. Exactly. Thank you, Paulie.
Anisimov.
Right.
I mean, he looked like he was in his decline on that penalty shot.
With a shot!
He's got 11 points in 13 games. Thanks, Crit. That's just, I don't know. I don't know where these people come up with these grudges against the players that are actually playing good. They have to laud Michael Delzato, I mean, who to me is a guy it can criticize from time to time. So. I'm fully out of gas at this point.
Yeah, that's it.
Nothing left in the tank after that.
Is it 12:30 on your end of the pipe there?
Yeah, I'm keeping everybody up here. So
they're loving it. Or you mean in the house?
In the house.
Oh.
That ain't no big deal.
All right. I think we're done. We've had enough. We've ranted. We've raved. We've shared.
We've done everything.
Yeah.
We've shouted down. We've shouted up. We've shouted all around.
All right. Well, we'll see you guys, I guess, Monday, I guess.
Sounds good.
All right. Monday night. Enjoy the game on Sunday. Enjoy your weekend. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Thanks for coming out.